We're getting ready for another week of St. Joe Bears football, and that is why I am joined by Brett Witkowski from our broadcast team. Brett, St. Joe Bears have been looking good these past few weeks, and pretty much this whole season. They've been a pretty solid team, especially at 5-2, but it's going to be one of those all cylinders have to fire all at once. All things have to work correctly because they've got a tough game this week, right?
Yeah, they sure do. They play Chelsea, Bulldogs. They're 7-0, ranked number one in Division IV. A solid team having to drive 2 hours doesn't always help, but I think I think for St. Joe, they probably want to get on the field as fast as possible after that loss from last Friday.
Right. And it is tough when you have a bit of a road trip for that long, being on the bus for that long. You've probably taken long road trips for football games, but also just road trips with the family. And so we know that takes a lot out of you physically to do that. So what do you think will be what Coach Pratley and the whole team, what do you think will be on their minds during that long bus trip?
Well, I think, probably last week's game will still be on their minds. I think it's hard to lose a game that you think you could have won than to lose by 40 or 50. Cause when you lose by 40 or 50, there's a lot of things you need to do to fix the ship, but we lose two tight ones in a row as they have to Portage Central and to Lakeshore. I think that'll sit in their minds. I think also wondering what Chelsea is. They're other side of the state, don't really know them, so 1 year contract with them. What do they bring to the table? And I think when you sit on that long a bus ride, if you don't nap, you kind of get pretty anxious to get there. And I think Coach will probably stop somewhere along the way to give them a break, just to get out and walk around. But, I think the biggest thing is just to try to relax as much as you can and not let so much anxiety build up that it's hard to get off the bus. There'll be enough anxiety when you step on the field.
Right. Yeah. And being somewhere you haven't been before, has Chelsea played against any of the teams locally besides St. Joe?
Nope. They're on that east side of the state. They won their conference last week with a 58-21 win over Tecumseh. So, they're just known as a powerhouse right now. They've done well. Their coach is 39-6 in his fourth year at Chelsea. And when you're a power program, as St. Joe has been, as Lakeshore has been, as Edwardsburg has been, when you have openings in your non-conference, there's not a big list of teams that sign up to play you.
Right.
Because most teams in non-conference games want to see how good they are or a decent chance to win. And so for St. Joe, that means you travel to Chelsea and play the number one team in the state.
Yeah, it is a good game to certainly a challenge is going to be for them, win or lose. It'll be great to get a win out of that, especially when you can defeat a ranked opponent and an opponent that is undefeated. But like you said, focus is on the minds for hopefully for all the players and the coaches to be thinking about all that stuff and executing on offense and defense. What have been some of the pinch points where we've seen issues on, has there been on the offensive side or defensive side, or have they just played some tough teams these past couple of weeks?
Well, they have played two good teams in Portage and Lakeshore, but they've also, made mistakes that have cost them maybe chances to win the game. I'm not going to dispute or go over play calls because that can happen all the time, but, play penalties, I thought hurt last week in that fourth quarter. Injuries definitely took their toll. There was a scene, and I believe it was in the third or fourth quarter, St. Joe had lost a couple major players, and it was like the scene from Rudy when Rudy's running in and running out at the end there.
Right.
And Joe had to do that with a couple players because they were plugging players that normally would not play in those spots. And, that's one thing when you play against an opponent, maybe not as equal to a Lakeshore, but when you play like a Lakeshore, guess what? Their coaches are spotting who's in and who's out, just like the St. Joe coaches are. So, I think recovering from injuries will be important for this game here today. And then I think also not having the penalties. Last week, Lakeshore had one, St. Joe had seven.
Yeah.
And so those add up. And, you know, the running game for St. Joe is still effective, and it was effective last week. And you just, but you can't have penalties in offense or defense to add drives or cut drives short.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that has been the key point. And we've noticed and highlighted that a couple times throughout the season, is that you got to cut down on penalties, because when those add up, that's just, you know, yardage forward or backward. It's not good when you're just giving that away, because it certainly it just kills the drive for anything, yep, whether it be on your offense or defensive side. So cutting down on that stuff. But yeah, a tough game against Chelsea, a lot of challenges ahead of them for tonight's game, but really looking forward to it. And you'll be able to hear it right here on 94.9 WSJM. You can listen on the WSJM app as well as WSJM.com, and check it out on Twitter, Bear WSJM. I don't know. I mean, do you think a lot of the fans are going to take that 2-hour road trip along with the team?
No, probably not, like they had up at Portage, where I think you had a lot of parents and showing up. I think tonight it'll probably be a lot of parents. So, you know, we want to make sure we give the listeners a good show. And, you know, it's interesting, if Lakeshore and Portage Central were to lose tonight, and that means Battle Creek Lakeview beats Lakeshore and Portage Central, mm-hmm, would get up in it by Battle Creek Central, there'd be a 4-way tie for first place in the conference. Mm-hmm. So all would end up at 4-2. So that's the only way St. Joe can claim a part of the conference crown. And, you know, going into this last four games, mm-hmm, I told people, either St. Joe's going to be 9-0 or 5-4, 6-3, 7-2, whatever.
Yeah.
But right now they're 5-3. If they can beat a Chelsea, they're going to pick up what's called power points, playoff power points. And that will definitely move them up. They're not in danger of being out of playoffs, but definitely can move them up a lot to get to, even at 6-3, they could host their first round playoff game.
Yeah, that'll definitely certainly give them an advantage, and maybe they'll have some I won't say easier opponents, but maybe those tougher opponents maybe farther down the line with playoffs. But yeah, hosting it would be fantastic. But we're excited about this game later on tonight. Again, you can hear it on the radio, 94.9 WSJM, as well as on the app. You going to be bringing the heater along with you on the road trip?
Yeah, the heater's coming. You know, it's been interesting. That baby has sat in a bag, except when we were outdoors at Portage Central. Yeah. And that was more for show. This has been an incredible year of weather through the first weeks. I mean, not even a win to contest with, to decide which way you're going to go on offense or defense. Mm-hmm. It has just been like postcard perfect for 7 weeks in a row. We'll see how tonight holds out.
Yeah, we'll knock on wood and check the forecast. What's that?
Yeah, the heater will be there.
Okay. Yeah, you always got to be prepared. And that's the always thing, is even if you bring an umbrella with you, even if it doesn't rain, at least you were prepared and ready for it. And we know you guys will be ready for the game. Kickoff around 7, but you'll have the pregame right around 6:40, so you can enjoy that. But Brett, looking forward to it, and good luck to the St. Joe Bears tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Johnny. Talk to you later.